Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Driver Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai. Stop daydreaming and get ready to get back on the road. Search Hyundai, click to buy today. We welcome our listeners, 1170 SEN in Sydney, our listeners on the SEN app. Let us know where you're listening to the show from. Our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe is the way to go there. It automatically goes into your feed. Big, big show coming up again. Parramatta Ford. It is the local derby. Not so local. It is up against the Penrith Panthers. Eels taking on the Panthers and the Enforcer. Nathan Brown will chat to him. Story time with old mates with Panthers legend and Blues assistant coach Greg Alexander. Looking forward to chatting with Brandy. Our stable mates over in New Zealand, Stephen Donald, Beaver, and Kirsty Stanway, drive from SENZ. WSL commentator Ronnie Blakey, that'll wrapped up today. Market update with Shawnee Omrod. Sparty in What F World, and who's cruising for a Brewson? Any spottings of Brewsons, let us know. And you know what that is? People who are leveraging off a particular situation to make it all about them. That is who's cruising for a Brewson. But in the meantime, my colleague, my stable mate, he's the captain of the show in many ways. Brian's here. G'day, Brian.
G'day, everyone. How are we going?
Going all right, mate. Yeah. How are you?
I'm going terrific.
What was happening in the videos you were just sending me of your family? You're working away here, and what's going on in the background?
Yeah. So my wife, Britt, she loves the cooking, and I tell you what she likes to do. She likes to help out restaurants that are struggling a little bit. So there's a Korean joint near us, and they're obviously closed. What's going on? Or they're doing takeaway, sorry.
Yes.
But they're not going that well. So they decided to do this stuff where they give you the hibachi.
Oh, look, caveman's all fired up about it.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen it? Yeah. So you get the hibachi.
Yeah.
And that is the Korean. Is it Korean or it might be Japanese? No, it sounds Korean.
And you're telling the story.
you cook it yourself. So they give you
Korean barbecue, is it?
Yeah, pieces of different sort of meat. You got the wagyu and the prawns. It was good. It was good.
So hibachi is actually
the apparatus.
The apparatus. So they loan that to you.
Yeah.
Like the pubs are doing with the growler.
Yeah.
Same sort of thing.
Yep. And off you go.
Mm.
Kept the kids entertained. It's the last day of school too today.
It is.
So they get to stay at home. Yeah, go, Brooksy.
Just looked up dicksmith.com.au. Get your own ceramic hibachi for $65.
Yeah.
Delivered.
It was a bit small. It was a bit small, but the meat was good.
Beautiful.
And it was fed four of us. You got your bowls, you got your rice. I think it was only $150.
Beautiful.
What's your favourite cuisine? Like if you had to pick one?
Chinese.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Mm.
I could drink a schooner of MSG.
How are you, Gibbs?
Good, thanks, Joel. G'day, boys. WSL finish this morning. That was pretty cool. It was good to see WSL taking the time out to make it a really slick presentation. I was telling Fletch before. But it was disappointing the Aussies didn't go so well. Yeah. Steph, Sally, Morgan, all knocking out pretty early.
We'll catch up with Ronnie Blakey to talk about that a little bit later on. I tell you what, boys, I've been right into my podcast to live and die in LA. And do you know much about cadaver dogs?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So tell the listeners about cadaver dogs.
So I know they used them for the Matty McCann investigation.
Mm.
So the dogs are trained to sniff out where dead bodies may be or where they had been.
Yes. And their accuracy is through the roof, cadaver dogs,
but,
right?
But not to be used in court.
No.
Can't use them.
No, but they do give you a good steer as to where to start digging around, so to speak, no pun intended. But they do, cadaver dogs, 95% accuracy, I'm told.
Yes, but you can't use that in court because that the Matty McCann thing.
That's right.
They said there was definitely a dead body had been in the back of that. Back of the car,
yes.
But they said it was a rental car, so they couldn't confirm whether it was young Maddie or someone else.
So basically cadaver dogs, they can smell death. Yeah. It's quite remarkable. But anyway, so in this...
Sometimes this room smells like, like death.
They'd be barking in here, wouldn't they? So cadaver dogs, right? So, and I didn't know much about them, to be honest with you. So I started Googling them. I come across this article where... So in this particular podcast, the cadaver dogs play a major part. What about this? So this have you heard of a bloke called Chris Watts?
I can't say I have.
So Chris Watts, right, who ultimately confessed to murder largely on the back of this. So he's being interviewed by the media over there in the States, and he's telling his story, and he's lost his wife and his two daughters, and he's just talking about it. Away you go. And then all of a sudden, the cadaver dogs. He said, "Yeah, go through my house, no problem at all." Blah 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 blah. Whilst he's on air, the dogs start going berserk. That ultimately played a major part, to which he confessed to the murders of his wife and his two daughters. But have a listen to this.
How do you think the police have responded so far?
It's been amazing. They've been in constant contact. Frederick Police Department, detectives, officers, sergeants. They have the dogs coming through to get scents. I mean, they've been on top of everything. Missing persons reports. Everything's been, they've been.
Do you have any idea where she could be?
She said she was going to her friend's house with the kids, and that's the last thing I heard, and that was it. It was very vague, and it was very, I don't have no inclination of where she is. Every friend that I've called that has a car seat that has, I mean, that could have come and got her, it's.
And you saw her yesterday morning?
Yeah, I saw her yesterday morning. She got back from the airport, and I mean, she has to be somewhere. In my heart, I believe that she is somewhere, and I hope that she is safe.
So ultimately, that really shone the light on him. He ultimately confesses. And then what they found, due to the cadaver dogs basically saying, this is a huge tip-off here, then they started to look at the neighbour's surveillance. And you can see him in the early hours of the morning moving the bodies, essentially, into his car to get rid of them. That's how it all... This is the job of the cadaver dogs.
What sort of dogs are? Are they a certain breed?
I've got German Shepherd in my head, but I'm not quite certain. I'll have to go and check that out. But what have you got?
No, I'm a big Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, and there's this episode. It's called The Corpse Sniffing Dog, and so Larry and Ted Danson and Michael York all go in with this restaurant, and Jeff, his agent, gets a corpse sniffing dog for the family, an ex corpse sniffing dog, and they go to the restaurant, and the dog starts sniffing the floorboards and starts barking at the floorboards, and they have to dig up the restaurant.
Yeah.
And it ends up being a pair of panties, women's panties. And they're like, they hate the dog because they've just like tens of thousands of dollars of floorboards have been ripped up because of some panties that it smelled.
Oh, yes.
It just reminded me of that. And it's just, oh.
It's amazing.
They're good.
They're very, very good. Very good. I'll tell you a couple of milestones today, Fletchy boys. So today is the 37th birthday of Prince Harry.
Yes,
Harold. Dan Marino, the NFL player, turned 60. But did you know this? 21 years ago, today was the opening of the Olympics, 15th of September.
21 years ago.
Today.
What a time.
Where were you for the opening of the Olympics?
I think I was there.
At the opening ceremony.
Yeah, because Britt was working for News Corp. Mm. So we got some tickets.
Beautiful.
That's right. We were out there.
I was in Martin Place. It was just going off. Where were you, Brooks?
Circular K.
Were you?
Yeah.
What a time.
Because I remember the fireworks
were
went up.
Were you like on stilts or something? Just kind of... Or your tie bent?
No, we caught the ferry over from Manly, went to the Paragon, had a few lagers, a couple of ciders, and then there was all fireworks along the harbour. Like they started triggering them from Sydney Harbour up the Parramatta River to the stadium.
Yeah. Was it just chockers down there?
Oh, it was crazy. Like, you couldn't move. It was like a New Year's Eve.
If that's 21 years ago, that reminds me of my anniversary where I got scammed. So, have I told you this story about schooldisco.com?
No, I've only heard of it. Not the story.
So, another one. So, this bloke worked with Britt, and he was a Pommy bloke, and he came to me, and it was a good idea. I thought it was a good idea. Yeah. Anyway, he said, listen, it's huge in in England called schooldisco.com, where adults were dressing up, young people were dressing up as, you know, and they wear the school uniform. And they were having discos, and he showed me all this stuff. Now, you got to remember, the internet was very new, and this was the dot-com bubble. So he said, listen, do you want to invest? And I looked at it all, and I went, yeah, let's do it. So he set it all up. We bought the domain name, and we had our first disco up at we hired this joint, and it was pretty good.
Yeah,
we had a good night. You know, I handed my 10 grand over. Anyway, the next day we had a good night. I ring this bloke trying to get hold of him. Anyway, no answer. Then I've ringed him all day. By the end of it, the phone then was disconnected.
Oh no.
Yeah, he'd taken off back.
So how many people attended, you reckon?
Well, there was 10 investors.
Oh no.
We all threw in 10 grand each for the name, and he had all these. He said, we've sold the Horden, we've sold all these things. But all he had done, we had the first night, and it was a good night, but it wasn't worth 10 grand for the night. But It was a lesson learned.
Skilledisco.com.
The scam. So everyone turned up.
Yeah.
We're in Oxford Street, and I remember, everyone got into it. There probably would have been about, I would say, 400 or 500 people.
Wow.
So the 10 investors, and I didn't know the other people until that night when I met them.
Yep.
And they obviously brought their 100 people or whatever. You know, so we all, it was a Ponzi scheme.
So not only did he get the 10 grand from you guys each, he got the takings as well.
Yeah, no, so that was all part of it, which was the bar was, it was all included in the ticket.
Yes.
So the tickets, somehow I think we got money or we got free drink. I can't really remember, but I know we lost 10 grand each. And then it was just so funny that we all, because I didn't know any of the other blokes, but you'd met them that night. And we laugh about it.
The night, you don't know you're getting stiffed.
No, we had no idea. We're going to make...
Yeah.
Because everyone, he was quite charismatic, this bloke. Pommy bloke. And he was from London. He just had it all going, you know, go around. And he was just a con man.
Oh.
But it was a good night.
You invested in the wrong domain name. So also on this day, Fletch, Google, the domain name was registered for the first time on this day, 1997.
Wow.
Could you imagine jumping onto that? I've actually got some of the words. Number four all time. So most of the questions around what's my IP, all those sorts of things. Number four, how do you tie a tie? That is the number four all time question in Google.
How do I tie a tie?
How do I tie a tie is the number four. This is just terms, right? So number 20 search term is Instagram.
Right.
Number 19, porn.
Yeah, right. Oh, I thought that'd be higher.
Oh, there's plenty. In the top 20, there's a heap of porn references. Number 24 is Netflix.
Does Redhead MILF get a start? I'm just looking at Gibbo's computer.
I've got no idea what this term is, but Red Tube
gets
a start. Number 23.
Yeah, it's a poor one, Jono site.
So there's plenty there. 1300 011 70 is the way to have your
say. Have you ever been scammed?
Yeah, of course I have. Mine was Radisson, major sponsor of the West Tigers. Do tell. I gave them money, right, to go and build a property. So Bengalir and I were going to invest in a Subway franchise. The club had moved to Concord. We started training there. We would go to the Westfields for lunch.
Yep.
And there was no real healthy alternatives back in those days. So we thought, you know, Subway, which back in those days was considered a fairly healthy alternative. We said, right, let's put one in there. So we went through all the due diligence. We put a deposit down. We're just about done. We go to a sponsors function that night, Radisson Main, who are the major sponsor of the West Tigers.
Are they property developers?
You think it's a familiar name because Radisson, Main Nicholas, it had the Pride of Lions emblem. It came across as a very legitimate company, right? So anyway, they said, boys, what are you doing with your money? And we said, oh, we're about to invest in a Subway. They said, oh, give us the documentation. We'll get our lawyers to go over it for you and away you go. They come back about 2 days later and they said, oh, boys, great investment. This is a great, great investment. And we're only young. And they said, but we could do heaps better for you. And we go, righto. Next thing you know, we're on a plane down to Melbourne, a suburb called Point Cook, right? And so I think Jim Piper, who was an Olympic swimmer at the time, John Scandalis invests. So in my situation, I had built a house and land package in Point Cook. And it was about 265 grand. So anyway, I'm playing overseas. And my dad says, who had made power of attorney to get all this done whilst I was overseas, and he said, mate, this builder in Melbourne's trying to take you to court. I said, what for? He goes, he's done all this building and you haven't paid him. I said, Dad, I've paid him. I've paid the whole lot. So I'd paid Radisson May and the whole lot, and they hadn't paid anything.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So they'd kept the money. So what I did was I paid the guy again. And in the end...
You paid him again?
I paid the builder because he was a family man. It wasn't his problem. So I thought to myself, okay, let's get him paid, get him off our back, right? Because he's done nothing wrong.
And could you not get hold of this mob?
I kept ringing him.
Yeah.
It threw me footy. Like my footy career, being a little bloke, relied on being super fit, you know, quick, and all of a sudden that's distracting. So I'm coming off 20% and getting ragdolled and those sorts of things. And they end up going to jail. They fled the country. They got picked up at Heathrow Airport, extradited, went to jail for about 8 years. And then I researched the names. And as soon as they come out, they're cons are cons. They just up their old tricks again. So that's what happened to me. And, mate, I'll tell you now, we were that close. We had a house in Caringbah at the time, and we were that close to bankruptcy. So I had – this is a funny story, actually. We had negotiated a payout with Salford. And the reason that had happened, Kevin McGuinness turned up, right? Kevin McGuinness, who'd been playing over here, he turns up to play with the Salford City Reds. And I said to Kevy, I said, oh, how'd you get here? He goes, I'm Irish. I said, Irish? He's a proud Indigenous man, Kevy. And his surname's McGuinness, right? So he was playing there carving up. And eventually they work out that Kevy's not actually Irish, despite his surname being McGuinness. He's a proud Australian Indigenous man. So they had to get rid of someone, Salford. So they've negotiated with me to get rid of, they'll pay me out to get me out. And I can save myself from going bankrupt and paying off the build and all those sorts of things. And it comes down to a final play. If we get relegated, all bets are null and void. So we're playing this final game, two shitty teams versus each other. It's like a grand final to me.
Don't they call it the million-pound game?
Yeah, well, they do now. They didn't used to, but they do now. And, luckily they dropped the ball and we don't come last, don't get relegated, keep the house and don't go bankrupt.
So Radisson, did the Tigers ever get their money from
them? No, they ripped off a heap of people, including people who had been widows who'd got payouts from insurance companies. And,
yeah, well.
Where they come under scrutiny from ASIC, they tried to sponsor the Canberra Raiders and they would have been the first business in history of rugby league to be sponsoring as a major sponsor on the front of a jersey two teams at once. And so that's how it all started to unravel. People started to go, oh, who are these guys? There's a big, what's it called? There's a big Eureka, I think it's development down there in Melbourne. They're buying all the apartments there and... But it was a house of cards.
Shifty.com.
Anyway, 1300 011 70 to have your say. We'll get to those calls after the break. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch, all thanks to Hyundai.